So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Time for our small business spotlight. It's brought to you by ComEd Energy Efficiency Program, and we're chatting with the folks behind the watch company, Farr and Swit. Adam Hodge joins us now. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, so tell us a little bit about the watches at Farr and Swit. What do you guys do differently with watches than other watch companies?
It's kind of our whole take and our whole marketing campaign is what's a little different. So my goal when we started this company with Andy and Zach was to get people into watches who currently don't like watches, who tell me, hey, I got a telephone, I don't need a watch, right? I got a cell phone, I can look at it. So my goal was, with developing this, was to get people into it. So we tried to create something that had both specs to hit the watch nerds and also kind of loop in kids, younger generation who weren't into watches already. So it's kind of a take to try and bring new people in. And what we've done is we've taken in fun stuff, fun aspects like Luminova, which lights up, which does real good glow in the dark. So one of our watches, it's called the Wayfinder, and it looks really cool in the day, but then when you turn the lights off, it lights up. And we have a version that's done with the Chicago Cubs theme. So it's Wrigleyville, which is where I lived for about 4 years of my life. I'm a big Cubs fan.
Uh-huh.
And when you turn the lights off, it like the Wrigleyville map lights up, and it's really cool. And I was able to get one of these, thankfully, on the wrist of David Ross.
Uh-huh.
He wore it at the end of the season last year, so really, really, really cool stuff.
And you guys are based out of DuPage County, right?
Yes, Elmhurst, Illinois.
And you're part of, I know you work with the folks over at Innovation DuPage. So you're out of Elmhurst. Was your background in watchmaking, or were you a business-minded person that was just looking for the next thing to make cool again?
So, I mean, kind of at my heart, I've always been a maker. So even in like junior high, I was making T-shirts and selling them to kids at school. My background is in marketing and advertising, and I got out of college, and I've always been into watches, even since my like 18th birthday. I remember buying a watch while I was on a cruise. The story I always tell people is like, hey, I walked by a jewelry store and I saw this really cool Citizen diver watch, and it just like got my heart pumping fast, got my blood racing, and I was hooked. And I got into it then, and I just continued with the passion with the different, with magazines, with watch shows. So I'm a collector at first, and then my creator side kind of came in and said, hey, you know what? I've got some ideas that I want to pull in, and I've got a goal of, like I was saying, hooking in new kids and new people into watches that aren't into watches. So I'm just going to kind of blend them together and then go full force ahead.
And how's it been going? I mean, have you been able to make that pitch to new consumers about what is, I mean, cool about a watch? I have to admit, I for the first time ever, Adam, I started wearing a watch because I got a Fitbit. I was always someone that never would wear it. So while it wasn't, you know, one of yours, at least I'm bored with something on my wrist.
Yeah, exactly. You know, the app people in the old school watch companies. We talked about the Apple Watch, and the whole smartwatch scene is good because it does do that. It gets something on your wrist. It gets something on someone's wrist that normally wouldn't have it. And that's the goal, is to get that happening and then kind of migrate you over to more of like an analog, more of a classic or an automatic watch. Because my opinion on watches is there's something special. There's something very special about them. And once you kind of get into it, and I can talk to someone face to face and explain it to them, like, look, when you're wearing a watch and you go do something exciting, let's say you're on a trip or you just had a baby with your wife, something monumental, you get it for your graduation. That memory is like a magnet to that watch. So this watch basically retains all these great memories and stuff that you've been through for your life. So I was talking about your life adventures, and it sticks to that watch. So it's been quite successful. When I get to talk to people, especially like you said yourself, who doesn't actually, I mean, let's say all you've done is wear a Fitbit for the past year. When I explain my story and I get you guys going down that rabbit hole a little bit, I most times you're going to get hooked and you're going to get interested. And then the next thing you know, you spend a couple hours searching up watches you didn't even know exist, and you're jumping on forums, and that's my goal.
That's cool.
My goal is to get people pumped about it like I am.
I can tell you're passionate about it. We got about 30 seconds left. Are all the products assembled here in the U.S.? Some come from, I know Switzerland's big for watches. Do you get some parts from there too?
Yes. Yeah, so our guts, the actual automatic movements, we use Switzerland. When it comes from Switzerland, there are Swiss Felita SW200-1s for the watch nerds out there, and also ETA 2824-2s. And then our solar powered movements are made by Seiko. We've got a solar powered chronograph, and then we've also got a sweeping quartz, which is kind of cool to the watch nerds as well, which comes from Seiko as well. We assemble, test, quality control everything over in Mentor, Ohio. So we keep it in the Midwest and do as much as we can locally. And then we have a big push to try and donate to charities. We donate to Northern Illinois Food Bank. We donate to Cubs charities heavily. We work with Chicago Auto Club West, which works with local charities as well. But that's like another one of our pillars is doing that. And the Innovation DuPage has been, they're an awesome group. Those guys, the Incubation Center and the connections you get to make, it's such a great group of people and individuals as well.
Small business doing great things, partnered with the Innovation DuPage. Adam, we appreciate the time. It's FAR, F-A-R-R, and SWIT, SWIT.com to look more. They look cool, man. Thanks for sharing it with us.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.